This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. U.S. retail sales rose 1.1% last month. By most accounts, that's a pretty decent performance by American consumers. We were spending more on cars, electronics, and gas. Gus Fauché is senior economist at the PNC Financial Services Group, and he's with me live. Good morning, Gus.
Good morning.
So what do you see behind the retail sales numbers that we have today?
Well, the numbers overall were pretty solid. We had a big jump in electronics and appliances. That's likely some of it, at least due to the iPhone. But there were other areas of strength, gains in building materials, food and beverages, food. So generally a strong report in solid gains in consumer spending.
And why are retail sales holding up despite the fact that gas prices have also been up recently?
I think part of it is that consumers are digging into their savings a little bit, or they're saving a little bit less. So they've had higher gasoline prices, which is normally a drag on consumer spending. But, you know, it looks like home sales are up, so you have people who need to furnish their homes. You have people who are digging into their savings a little bit. And then I think also stock prices and house prices are up, so that's giving consumers a little bit of confidence, and that's allowing them to spend a little bit more.
Worth noting that this is the second straight month of decent retail sales figures. Quickly, before I let you go, the New York Federal Reserve also put out a survey of manufacturing in its region. Any news of note there?
Well, what we saw is that manufacturing contracted in New York in September, but that it contracted at a slower pace. Overall, nationally, what we're seeing is that manufacturing is still expanding, but the pace of growth is slowing as business investment is slowed and trade is a drag on manufacturing. So I'd expect to see manufacturing continue to increase in the near term, but it's not going to lead the recovery like it has been.
All right. Gus Fauché, senior economist with the PNC Financial Services Group. Thanks a lot, Gus.
Thank you.